Yeah, we'll open it up, the floor for Coach Day over here to the right, Austin Ward, the podcast.
Ryan, it seemed like, I don't know, this week that you've kind of had an edge about you. Some of the Pat McAfee comments yesterday got a lot of attention, and it seemed like the team also played with a little bit of an edge that was different today. What's the root of that?
There's probably a lot that goes into it, but that's the way you got to play the game of football. That's the mentality that we have to have. And, you know, we know that we want to be playing our best football. We also know what was at stake. You know, you don't win this game, you have no chance to go to Indianapolis and play in the Big Ten Championship. And that's real. And we've had that approach here for a few weeks now, or more than that. And I got to say, I thought the crowd was awesome. Awesome. I thought our guys played with great passion. I thought the two of them just, you know, played off of each other the entire game. I think the fact that they had to go to a silent cadence did make a difference in this game. It certainly did. They tried to clap early. They couldn't. They went to the silent cadence, and that made a huge difference in the game. So, you know, give the fans so much credit. I thought they brought great energy. I thought during Caleb's return, it was one of the loudest I've had it, heard it in a while. And but our guys just played with a chip today, and that's the way you got to play the game of football.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, are you heading to Vegas right after this, since you guaranteed a punt return for a touchdown and it came to fruition? What did you see there? And was there ever a question of him not returning punts in terms of injury or the risk reward there?
Yes. Oh yeah. We take everything into consideration. And we made the decision a couple of weeks ago that we felt Caleb, about midway through the season, you know, after the Oregon game, we just felt like Caleb needs to be more involved and make more an impact on games. I think that what's been happening on defense, you know, has kind of shown that that's happened. And then we felt like, as you know, as a punt returner, he was dynamic with the ball in his hands. You know, when he was in high school, I saw it live and in color. You know, I felt like he could play running back here at Ohio State. And when you're in the special teams, you know, meetings every day and putting the work in that these guys are putting in, it's a great example to the other players that, you know, you may not see the results, but if you trust the process, good things are going to happen. And now, you know, we've had 3 weeks in a row, we've had a punt block, and then and now a punt return for a touchdown. And those are big plays in matchup games. Those are the things that we got to have. I felt like we made some good personnel changes there. And, you know, Brian Hartline deserves a lot of credit. He's the one that heads up the punt return. And, you know, he and Rob Keyes, I mean, it's everybody. We all coach it. You know, Tim Walton coaches the jammers, which I thought Denzel and Jermaine did a great job on that play. I'm going to go back and watch the film, but there was great effort on that play. And so that's one of those things. We got to make sure that we celebrate the efforts on those plays, because those are game-changing plays. And but give Caleb, you know, all the credit he deserves. You know, I felt like we had a chance to return it based on what had happened earlier in the game, if the jammers gave us a chance. The punt was a little short, and I said, oh man, here we go again, because we've had a lot of short punts. It bounced off the turf, and Caleb's, you know, decides he's gonna return it, made a few guys miss, and then just some great effort on that play to go turn good into great, and again, a game-changing play.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Ryan, the end of the game offensively for you, that was an interesting sequence. Trey goes down at the 1 yard line. You decide to run two plays anyways to score. What was that decision all about, and was there anything to that?
Well, you know, at the end of the game, we're in a 4 minute drill, like you saw in the Penn State game. You know, we call that downtime, which means, you know, once we get the first down in that moment, we feel like the game's probably over. You know, he squirted free. And brought it all the way down to the 1 yard line. And I think maybe it triggered, like, at the last second, oh boy, I got to get down here. So we didn't have to put our defense back on the field. Then we decided to at least milk 45 seconds off the clock. We're on the 1 yard line, and we just felt like we wanted to put an exclamation point on the win by go ahead and sneaking it in.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, there's a lot of talk about Indiana being the most explosive passing offense you've played since that Oregon game. What can you say about the game plan Jim put together, or just what the defense did that seemed to rattle Curtis Rourke all day?
Yeah, I felt like the plan going in was excellent, but I thought the defensive staff did a great job with it. I felt like Jim had a great plan. I thought Tim and Matt both did an excellent job all week. I thought Larry's guys played with their hair on fire. I thought James did a nice job. So I think everybody on the defensive side deserves credit. But like we talked about this week, this game is played by players, not coaches. It's about players. And our players played hard today. And, you know, I felt like the defensive line won the line of scrimmage. I felt like we got after, their offensive line in terms of getting into the backfield. I thought our guys in the secondary covered well because, you know, we knew they were going to take shots down the field. We still have, you know, too many of these pass interference calls that we got to get cleaned up. That's just the truth. But I thought the linebackers, at least it looked like on film, were timing up the blitzes really well and getting into the backfield.
Over to the right, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, I know you want to celebrate a win like this as much as possible, second top five win of the season, but now comes the game that a lot of the people on this roster came back for, including some guys in this room. How do you quickly make that turnaround and get ready for the Michigan game next week?
Yeah, well, it's just that. You know, we know we need to at least celebrate and enjoy the win, but it's not going to be a late night. We all need to get to bed. We need to get our rest. We need to enjoy it. You can't just, you know, have a top five win like this and just move on. The minute it hit triple zeros on that clock, it was on to the team up north, on to the rivalry game. We know what's coming and how important this week is for everybody in the state of Ohio and Buckeye Nation and most importantly our team and our obligation to play really well next week and win that game. But we also need to make sure, you know, we take a deep breath and recognize the things that happened today. We'll do that tomorrow during our champions meeting, celebrate the guys who played really well, and then move on because, you know, it's easy just to move on, but there's a lot of work that gets put into a win like this, and it's a top five win. So we'll get some good rest tonight, make sure we get to bed early, and then we'll wake up tomorrow and make sure we get back to work.
Folks, we're going to do two more questions with Coach Day, and then we're going to bring Caleb up for a handful of questions, and then Will. And I do want to share that Will completed 80% of his passes for the sixth time this season. That's a single season and a career record. No other Ohio State quarterback's ever done it. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Yeah, on that subject, Ryan, Will's start, I think he was 14 of 14 and was really seeming to spin it. What are you seeing from him in his preparation that makes him get off to these starts, whether it's, you know, early in the season, 10 for 10. I think he's had three or four of those, and then today, 14 of 14. What do you see from that makes him so good early?
I think Buckeye Nation has now seen, after, you know, 11 games, this guy is a winner. He's tough. He cares about his teammates. He's a leader. He's, you know, there was a tough spot this week when we lost Seth in practice. And he, along with the offensive line, Donnie and Josh, really just raised, you know, the spirits of everybody. And that's hard to do when you lose somebody who makes such an impact like Seth. But he's got great resilience, great toughness. He's the heart and soul of our team. But there's more to it than just Will. You know, we look at the way Travion ran today. I thought Travion played his tail off today, how hard he ran, how physical he ran. I thought Quinshon had some good runs, but, you know, Carson Hinsman stepping up and playing center and Austin, you know, so there's a lot of things that we need to celebrate. And after a game like this, and you feel like, you know, you want to make sure you're recognizing those guys, but, you know, like somebody said, it's going to be on in the next game quickly, and we got to learn from it, keep growing, because there is some things coming out of this game that, you know, I wasn't very happy with, you know, I mean, especially the way, you know, we're down in the red zone, don't get in early on. You know, we have a turnover there in the red zone. I mean, that could have been a whole different score at halftime. You know, and that was not good. But we were resilient. The crowd just kept swinging. I mean, it was awesome. You could just feel the crowd. It was like, there's no way this thing's going to go any other way. And that's kind of how it all played out.
Final question for Coach Day. Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
You just kind of talked about it a little bit, but a major storyline was the offensive line coming into this game. How do you think it held up? Run game was spotty, but no sacks against Will.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the number of plays, I mean, they were huddling, we were huddling. We ended up with 55 plays on a short field. So, you know, the numbers aren't going to be as gaudy as maybe like we've talked about in the past when you're talking about 55 plays. You know, that's 30 less plays than we used to get. So the numbers won't look that way. So I'll go off of what I felt I saw on the field. I felt like guys were getting after it. I felt like, you know, some of the plays that guys were just straining. And this style of defense, there is people moving every play and shifting and changing the fronts. And there were times where there were free guys in a hole, and I thought our running backs, ran downhill. But the game plan was that, you know, if, there might be a couple free guys, you know, near the line of scrimmage, but we were going to come off the ball and not play hesitant trying to figure all that out. I think they played hard, and I thought they protected well when Will was in pass protection.
Coach, thank you very much.
All right, guys, thanks.